Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try That's the Idea Red India Pale Ale from Bell's. That's the Idea. I did look this up on Untappd, and Red Ales or Red India Pale Ales, there's a whole bunch of them from Bell's. And so I'm... another new series from Bell's. This does say Creative Brewing Series. I think this series is brewed by the employees or by an employee. Every month they have a different one. Something like that, I believe. But I want to say they've done a ton of Red India Pale Ales. Roundhouse, I believe that's what it was. Great beer. This one. Man. Best Buy 6/16/24, 8% ABV. So I just did another B1 or an exclusive one from them, and I just buy them. Or Jessica bought these, stopped and picked them up. But that one was 9%. Now this one is 8%. So okay, let's go ahead and get it open. I mean, I love that these breweries or Bell's are coming out with new beers all the time. Some of these places just keep on recycling the same thing over and over. And I don't like it. I'm sure people do. But I would rather have four to six new beers each month instead of the same stuff over and over at some of these breweries. Because there's a couple of them. Well, I'll say there's three of them that I have mug clubs to, and it's the same beer all the time. And I don't like that, but that's just me. Excuse me. Nope. Got here. Light caramel colored head on there, pretty much all small bubbles, not even a quarter finger of head. Felt weird. Red. Good color. I don't think I put the light on it. It looks good. Yeah. So why are... Okay. Never mind. Let's go ahead and smell. Kind of a light malt fruit citrus. Like a little bit more of that, the fruit side. Then the citrus, but that malt, it probably crystal malts, something like that to get that color in there. Yeast, maybe a little yeast in there. It smells like a very hopped IPA, but I think it's the sweetness from maybe the grains they use is coming into play, and you're kind of like, that's not an IPA, or that's not a double dry hopped IPA, something like that. It's definitely a little different, more like, I don't want to say malty. I mean, it is though, like maybe light caramel toffee maltiness, but with a whole bunch of hops on top of that, more fruity than citrus, but that citrus is still like generic fruit, generic citrus. So maltiness is here, fruit's here, citrus is here. Yeah, my brain like telling, it's almost like a very light base brown. So my brain's telling me it shouldn't be this hoppy or have those types of hop flavors or smells, I should say, at this point. Yeah, a little yeast in the back, like the very last smell that I get, a little yeast. Let's go ahead and taste. First impression, it's a fall beer. Like, I should be drinking this in the fall when it's starting to get cold. Because I get a little bit of alcohol, like bitter alcohol on the back end. And I'm immediately, okay, it's fall, it's getting cold. Now it's winter here. Well, it was winter. Everything froze. Got a little bit more snow. And then it rained and it's 40s. It's in the 40s now. Still winter. Very light caramel maltiness. There's a fruit, like a mango. I want to say mango, maybe a touch of pineapple that's mixed in with that maltiness. Then you get a little citrus rind bitterness in the back end. But that maltiness sticks around, so it kind of turns into a malty citrus rind in the back, into the aftertaste. Perceived bitterness, I'd say 55, somewhere in there. We'll see if it's on Untappd, because I don't want to read that yet, even though it's probably not going to show me anything. I kind of get... Okay, it's bigger than, you know, it is a double or an imperial, whatever you want to call your IPAs, like higher than 7. I don't know if I would have said 8, but it does kind of have that malty, very, very light syrup. But like I said, maybe it's the caramel, the toffee that's telling my brain, okay, it's syrup because that's sweeter. Because it does have some sweetness and then, like I said, that rind bitterness in the back end. But you still have that malty layer that keeps on going throughout the palate and just stays there. Kind of dry. A little dry. For this one, I'm going 3.75 out of 5. I think it's a little weird. Go one direction or the other. I think Roundhouse, I don't even know if they brew Roundhouse or sell Roundhouse anymore. That was good. That should be a staple beer. That's better than O'Brien. But, yeah, like the aftertaste, like great, like a slight dry graininess. But you're still getting a little bit of that rind bitterness. Yeah, go one way or the other. I think there's too much of that coffee caramel malts. Crystal, I'm guessing they use. I mean, obviously, don't they have Cara Red? I don't know if that's what they used. But I think if you use enough Cara Red, you could get here. But it's just... Something's a little too much. I should have toned it back. But I'm guessing it's for the color. But I thought there was a Cara Red or some kind of red malt that would turn it that color. I don't know. It almost looks like a sunset now. Like an orange sunset. Yeah, 3.75 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. IBUs? No IBUs. None of my friends checked it in. One person has, no score. There's not even any style guidelines. They gave it a 3.5. This was 22 hours ago. And no information. So I guess we're not going to look at anybody's information. Would I buy this again? No. Would I suggest you pick this up and try it? If you like Bell's Beer, IPAs, Roundhouse, something like that, pick one up.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, Happy brewing.